Hello, everyone. I'm Maria.
And I'm Garrett.
And this is Let's Talk in English. Today is Saturday, where we get to review our lessons.
Starting with our first lesson from the week, our food lesson, we talked about delicious coconut.
Delicious coconut. Coconuts are a kind of fruit, and you can enjoy them in many ways. And then we had a wonderful tips lesson, tips for you to use when you're taking tests.
Right. Those were very helpful for all of our students. Finally, we had our Friday e-report. We went to Guangxing Paper Mill to learn how paper is made. It's time now, friends, for us to watch those lessons one more time.
It's pretty hot today, huh?
Very. I like to drink coconut water in the summer.
Me too. Coconut water can help you stay cool.
And stay healthy too. You can also enjoy coconut in many other ways.
How?
You can cook or fry foods in coconut oil.
I love the smell of coconut oil.
You can also eat the white meat inside a coconut.
I know. It's delicious.
Some people make coconut milk from the meat. They add the milk to soups, rice, and drinks.
That's delicious, too.
Sometimes I make coconut desserts.
I'd love to try them sometime.
I can bring over coconut cookies tomorrow.
I can't wait.
That must be my food. I'll be back in a second. It smells so good. And I'm hungry.
No surprise there. What did you order?
I ordered coconut curry. Oh,
I love coconut curry. Coconut tastes great in all kinds of dishes.
I agree. Do you have a favorite coconut dish?
I do. I like coconut noodle soup. I also like coconut rice with beef.
Those are both yummy dishes.
I like anything with coconut milk in it.
Then you'd like another dish, shrimp in coconut sauce.
Tell me about it.
It's popular in the Philippines. I tried making it once.
How do you make it?
You cook fresh shrimp in coconut milk with garlic and onion. Some people also add vegetables to it.
Do you have it over rice?
Yes, or noodles. You should try it. It's very good.
Too bad they were out of my favorite dessert.
Well, I made cookies today. I can bring some to your place later.
Wonderful. Maybe they'll help me as I study for my test. Tests make me nervous.
They make a lot of people nervous.
You used to be a teacher. Do you have any tips for taking tests?
Sure. Read all the directions carefully.
I will.
Also, look over the test before you start answering the questions.
This test is online. Can I do that?
I don't know, but see if you can.
I will. I always answer the simple questions first. Is that a good idea?
Yes, it is.
What if I don't know the answer to a question?
Skip it and go back to it later.
Hi, Milo. How are things?
Good. I'm not in school anymore, and I'm glad.
I'm sure. Why are you thinking about that?
Because of a passenger this afternoon. She's a student and she's worrying about her exams.
Taking exams is stressful.
So we were talking about exams and she asked me for advice.
What did you tell her?
Stay calm, take deep breaths, and believe in yourself.
That's good advice.
Also, I told her to watch her time.
Right. You can't spend too much time on one question. You may not finish the exam.
I also told her to look over her work if she has extra time.
Good, but think carefully before changing an answer. Your first answer is often the correct one.
Yeah, you can't overthink things.
I had that problem in school.
I didn't. I didn't think enough. That was my problem.
Hey friends, welcome to E-Report. My name is Campbell.
I'm Hazel. Campbell, what are you holding?
Paper.
Paper? Doesn't look like paper. It looks like, I don't know what it looks like. Lunch?
Yeah, no, I don't think you're going to want to eat this, Hazel. And you're right, it's not paper. Well, at least not yet, but it will be.
That will become paper? How?
Well, that's what we're here to learn about today. We're here right now at Huangxing Paper Mill in Puli. And today, we're going to learn all about how paper is made.
Fun. I've always wondered about that.
Well, then, what are we waiting for? Let's go in.
We use paper every day in many ways. We write notes and letters on paper. We read newspapers and books that are printed on paper. We also use paper for important documents and to create beautiful art. Paper is a big part of our lives, from wrapping gifts to keeping our notes organized. But have you ever thought about how paper is made? Well, that's what we're going to learn about today.
This place is so amazing. It looks like there's a lot of history here.
You're right, Hazel. Huangxing Paper Mill was built over 50 years ago. It used to be one of more than 50 handmade paper mills here in Puli.
That's a lot of paper mills.
You're right. Well, back then, Puli was known as the hometown of handmade paper. The paper here was sold all over Asia.
That's amazing. Are there still a lot of paper mills here in Puli?
Well, as more places started using machines to make paper, the need for handmade paper went down. So a lot of mills closed.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Huangxing Paper Mill is now one of only 3 handmade paper mills here in Taiwan.
Wow. This place is really special. Hey. Who are all these people on the wall?
Well, these are all the experts that work here to make the paper.
Wow, can we see how the paper is made?
Sure, let's go.
Making paper is a fun and interesting process. It starts by collecting tree bark. The tree bark is what the paper will be made from. Next, the bark is soaked and steamed to soften it. When the bark is soft, workers beat it until it becomes pulp. The pulp is then mixed with water. Workers then pour the pulp water onto special screens. These screens help shape the pulp into flat sheets. After that, the sheets are pressed to remove extra water. Once they are pressed, the sheets are laid out on special drying tables to dry. When the paper is dry, it is cut into the right sizes. Finally, the paper is ready to be used for writing, drawing, or printing. Making paper is a wonderful way to turn tree bark into something we can use every day.
Wow, that was interesting. Now I know how paper is made.
You're right, Hazel. That was pretty cool.
Campbell, what are you doing? Are you eating paper?
Yes, this is actually paper that you can eat. It is made from flowers, fruits, and vegetables. It's really yummy.
Can I try some?
Sure.
Not bad.
I told you. Well, Hazel, how would you like to make something with paper that you can take home with you?
Can I? I'd love to.
Hey.
No trip to Guangxing Paper Mill would be complete without making a special DIY souvenir to take home. There are many projects you can do. You can make your own paper. You can also design your own paper fan. You can make a scroll with a handprint or ink rubbing. If you want something that is both beautiful and useful, you can make a paper clock or a paper light. Whatever you choose to do, it will be a lovely thing for you to take home and remember your special day at Guangxing Paper Mill.
So, Campbell, how do you like my ink rubbing?
I love it. It's really nice.
I like yours, too. Now we both have something special to take home to remember our trip today.
You're right. Oh, hey, come with me. I want to show you something special.
Okay. Hey, Campbell, what place is this?
This is an exhibit that shows the history of handmade paper. It always makes me happy to visit places like this.
Campbell, why is that?
Well, because I love visiting places that keep the traditional ways of making things alive. I feel like the world changes so fast sometimes. It's good to remember when life was simpler.
I know what you mean. Now I appreciate paper so much more.
That's true. And then we won't waste it.
Right.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed our time here at Guangxing Paper Mill. I'll see you next time for our next fun e-report adventure. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Maria, let's make some sentences. I'll give you two of our keywords from the week, and you can make a sentence. Let's start off with, soup and vegetable.
Okay, I put different kinds of vegetables in my soup.
All right, can you give me two words?
Yes, use the words taste and sauce.
Okay, before I serve this dish, I need to taste the sauce. Maybe there's not enough salt. Let's do one more. Try and make a sentence with the words online and soup.
I saw a picture online of a delicious soup, and I really want to make it myself.
Ooh, that sounds great. Friends, try and make your own sentences with our keywords from this week. Now, it's time for us to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Let's talk in English.
Every day, that's the way.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. At the end of our week, we went to a place where you can see how paper is made.
Yes, that was Guangxing Paper Mill. And we also learned that there are different DIY crafts that you can make with the paper.
Yeah, those sounded like so much fun, from making a paper lantern to a paper clock. Friends, you can probably do some of these things at home as well. Now, it's time for us to watch our features.
Hello, I'm Teacher Eva.
And I'm Mix It Up Mikey. I have a crazy name, and I play a crazy game. I mix up letters in words.
And we have to guess the words. Hey, Mikey, what are you drinking?
It's something special. It's not cuckoo water.
Not cuckoo water? N-O-T COCU water?
Yeah, it helps me stay cool and healthy.
Oh, it's coconut water.
That's right. It's sweet. Coconuts are a delicious fruit. Did you know you can make posu from coconuts?
Posu? P-O-S-U?
Yeah, you put it in a bowl and eat it with a spoon.
Oh, you mean soup.
That's right. And that's not all. You can also make delicious stress-to-death from coconuts.
Stress-to-death? S-T-R-E-S-D-E-S?
Mmm, yummy.
Oh, I know. Desserts.
Yeah. You can make coconut milk, too. You can enjoy coconuts in many yas.
Many yas? Y-A-W-S?
Yes. Enjoy them in many different...
ways.
Yeah. So, let's go get some coconut treats.
Right now? Shouldn't we say goodbye first?
Oh, good idea. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Now let's get some coconut candy, coconut pie, coconut cake.
Coconut everything.
Yeah, I love coconut.
Hi, friends. I'm Gabe. Welcome back to Gabe's Game. Were you listening carefully to today's conversation? I think you were. Let's see if you can answer the questions. Here's question number one. True or false? Emily told Milo about the shrimp in coconut sauce dish. Emily told Milo about the shrimp in coconut sauce dish. Think, think, think. Who talked about this dish? Emily or Milo? If you said false, you got it. Milo told Emily about this dish. Emily heard about it from Milo, but it sounds delicious, doesn't it? Now, for question number two. What tastes great in all kinds of dishes? A. Cake. B. Cookies, C, salad, or D, coconut. All those foods sound nice, but maybe not in a dish. The correct answer is D, coconut. Coconut tastes great in all kinds of dishes. Do you know what else is great? That's right. Question number three. For the Filipino dish, what do you cook the shrimp in? A. Apple juice. B. Coconut milk. C. Water. Or D. Tomato sauce. Do you know the answer? If you said B. Coconut milk, that's right. I have not tried this coconut dish yet, but it sounds delicious. I want to try it sometime, and I want to say thank you for playing Gabe's Game. I'll see you next time.
Hi, friends. I'm Billy the Builder. It's time to work on a new sentence. Are you ready? Let's go. Oh, nervous tests. Taking makes people. This is not a good sentence. Let's build it better. First, find someone doing something. Maybe people is the word, but we need to find out what these people do. How about taking? Okay, let's add makes people. That is not enough. Taking makes people. What are people taking? How about tests? Great. Taking tests makes people what? Nervous. Good. Now say it together. Taking tests makes people nervous. Good job. We built a strong sentence together. Well, I need to go. There are lots of other things to build. And don't be nervous. See you later. Keep building strong sentences.
Ugh, where is that bus? I need to get to work. This bus is late always. I wish the bus were on time always.
Wish? I heard a grammar wish.
I didn't make a grammar wish.
That's true. You didn't make a grammar wish, but you did make a wish, and you do need help with your grammar.
What's wrong with my grammar?
In English, adverbs come before action words, like come, play, or go. You said, this bus is late always. You need to move always before the action verb. Say always late, not late always.
So, for my wish, I should use always on time.
Exactly. For your wish, you should say, I wish the bus were always on time.
I wish the bus were always on time.
Correct.
You help me improve my English often.
Stop. Remember, your describing word should come before the action word. You should say, you often help me improve my English.
You often help me improve my English.
Yes, I do.
But now I'm going to be late, very late. Can you make the bus always arrive on time?
I don't do bus wishes, just grammar wishes. Got to go.
Grammar fairy, I don't only need grammar help. I need help getting to work on time, too.
All right, we're at the end of our lesson now. And you know what, Maria? I can't wait to try something with coconut in it later.
Oh, coconut, I would say, is one of my favorite fruits. So I am glad that you want to try something with coconut in it.
All right, friends, maybe you can enjoy a coconut treat and maybe do that while making something out of some nice paper. Well, don't forget to continue practicing what you learned. And of course, join us again on Monday. That's right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.